Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm in beautiful South Africa. Yes, I'm on a game farm here with my precious friends who have just this blessed farm. And so we've been enjoying the animals and having an opportunity to spend some good quality time with the Lord. We are doing ministry here in South Africa. It is amazing to be here with the South African people. Adam and I love South Africa, and so we're excited to be here and excited to share with you about To Be Shavat, which is happening on Shavat 15. And so that's just a few days away from now. It's a brand new year. It's called the New Year for Trees. It's a time where we remember the planting of the Lord. So it's a very special time where the land is recognized as a type of beauty from God that we need to take care of, right? And I'm looking at that right here. I mean, look at this beautiful land with all these gorgeous animals, and you know, it's time for us to take care of the land, right? And so in this month of Shavat, we are striking the ground. We are lashing the ground with our prayers. We're running the race. It's a time of acceleration. I shared with you last week that there was a time of repentance and restitution that was coming to the people of God. And so as you think about that, think about what did you need restoration for? God is accelerating that restoration. But, and of course, in To Be Shavat, or the New Year for Trees, it's about the planting of the Lord. It's a time to plant trees. It's a time to recognize our environment. It's a time to establish our stewardship over certain areas in our life. And so it's a special day on the Hebrew calendar, the 15th of Shavat. And so it's a time where, when we talk about prophetically, what does this mean? It means we need to learn how to be a planting of the Lord. Psalm chapter 1 talks about that, we are oak trees, trees of righteousness, that are living out our faith. And the more we live out our faith, the more we abide in the Lord. When we abide in Him and we remain in Him, it's only then that we will bear fruit. And so this is a time for fruit bearing. If it's a time of restoration and it's a time of restitution, it's a time to bring forth something in the earth. And so God is going to be teaching you some strategies this week about how to bear more fruit. How do you abide in Him? John chapter 15, verse 5, abide in me and I will abide in you, or remain in me and I will remain in you. It is only when we remain in Him that we can bear much fruit for the Lord. And so this is a time where we need to assess, what are our abiding strategies? What are you doing? Are you taking time for solace with the Lord, for prayer, a time for meditation, which simply means to murmur on the Word of God, a time to think about where you are seated in heavenly places, that you're living in the realms of the ascension. And there's many, many blessings that are in the realms of the ascension. And so I just want to encourage you on this weekly word that God is going to be giving you some new strategies for abiding in Him. There's going to be new and greater understanding of what does it mean to live in these ascension realms. How can we tread on the land, or strike the land, with our prayers and with our walking, but doing it from that place of rest and peace? We can't expect to have rest and peace unless we learn to abide in Him. His presence needs to be number one in your life. Even as Moses said, you know, to the Lord, I cannot go unless your presence goes with us. And so we need to know that any land that we're taking, it needs to be filled with the presence of the Lord. And we are those glory carriers. So we've got to carry His presence everywhere our feet tread on the earth. We are the ones that bring heaven to earth. We're the ones that change our earthly environments because of us being seated in these heavenly places. Jesus has given you access. Now, how much of that access are you taking advantage of? or how much do you just say, oh, that's really nice, he wrote it in the Word? You need to seek after him to find out the strategies for abiding. And listen, if you would like to join me for my Ascend 2025 class, the next one is February 24th, Monday, February 24th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's a free class, but it's going to help you learn to remain in the places where you learn to abide with the Lord. You learn to rest in him, and then you watch him do amazing things in the earth. So this is a week where we're recognizing the planting of the Lord. You are a planting of the Lord wherever you're at. You are a tree of righteousness. How are we righteous? We're righteous by our faith. We talk about abiding in the Lord. We abide because we have faith in his goodness and in his love. If you have faith in his goodness and his love, you can stay abiding in him. If you're trying to do too much or grab a hold of too much of what's happening in the earth, which is always absolutely crazy, then you're going to run yourself dry. You need to be like the tree of life, planted by rivers of flowing water. Revelation 22:2, I talked about that last week, so that your leaves can be like the healing of the nations, right? God's got great plans for you, but you cannot step away from the vine. You cannot step away from the tree of life. Do you know that the tree of life was situated in the Garden of Eden? And in Revelation, we read about the fact that the tree of life is there again in Revelation 22:2, when we're talking about the New Jerusalem or the Lord coming back. So the tree of life is something that should be a normal function for us, eating off the tree of life. Jesus has given us access to that now. It's as though all things have been redeemed and we're now back in the Garden of Eden, right? So we talk about the Garden of Eden is the same as being seated with Christ in heavenly places. We have every supernatural provision given to us, nothing missing, nothing broken. In the place of the Garden of Eden, they had a choice to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or eat of the tree of life. And why do I say it was a choice? Because God said to them, do not eat of this tree, but they had free will. He said, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which means that evil existed before the tree was put in that garden, but they were said not to eat of it. Okay. So it's kind of, just an interesting way of looking at things. There is evil that's in the earth, but we don't need to eat of it. We don't need to have a knowledge of it or pay attention to it, right? Now, humanity ate from that tree, and we ended up being estranged and abandoned from God. But praise God through Jesus Christ that he has redeemed us and brought us back to the Garden of Eden. Now, there's a tree of life in this garden. It's the same tree of life that we read about in Revelation 22:2. So we see at the very beginning and the very end, this tree of life exists. So when we talk about Tubi Shavat or 15th of Shavat, we're talking about the fact that it's an important time where we can remember that God wants us to partake of the tree of life. He wants us to learn to live and walk out the new and living way. We should be stretching ourselves to abide in God, consistently seeking after him new levels of understanding in his spirit of what does it mean to live. Around us, we are surrounded with death all the time. Death, negativity, fear, anxiety, shame, worry. But all these things have been redeemed. We have all provision, protection, and acceptance. Most of our fears are about the fact that we don't have those things. But when God says, I've redeemed all things, or I've restored all things, and I want to give you restitution, he's saying, I'm putting you back in the Garden of Eden. Now eat off the tree of life. Meditate on life. Zoe, life. Zoe's a word that is rich in life. God has given us life, and he's given us life through Jesus Christ. Maybe you're watching this broadcast right now and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let me just tell you, this is the time to give your life to the Lord. Just say, you know what, Lord, I'm dried out. I'm depressed. I'm anxious. I feel weak in every area. Things aren't working out the way I want them to. I see better for myself, but I'm not fully living that out. My relationships are in a difficult way. My finances are in a difficult way. And Lord, I want to know this life that you have given me through Jesus Christ. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You know, and if that's you, and you just feel God calling you, all you have to do is simply say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for I've missed the mark. I want to be in relationship with you, and I want you to properly position me with the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit to come and live on the inside of me that I might live life to the fullest. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Maybe you've already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you need a spark. And here in Tu B'Shavat, or the New Year of Trees, position yourself to ask for forgiveness so that you can be reinstated to the depths of the relationship that Jesus has given you, and you can walk this life out. We're called to walk out our life. We're called to walk out our salvation with a great consciousness of the magnitude of that. When the Apostle Paul says, walk out your salvation, or work out your salvation with fear and trembling, he means, he doesn't mean live in a spirit of fear or trembling. He means recognizes the reverence involved in the fact that Jesus died, buried, resurrected, and ascended to give us the fullness of life. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. You got to begin to start living the fullness of life. I mean, look at all these trees behind me. I mean, it's Tu B'Shavat, the trees, the mountains. There's lots of animals out there. You might not be able to see them. Who knows? We might have one walk into the picture here, but there's much life on God's land. And you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a spirit on the inside of you, and you should be carrying this life. And if you're not carrying it, it's time to say, you know what, Lord, I need your help in this area. I need to learn to rest. Look at these trees. These trees are resting. Where do they get their nutrients from? The ground. They just have to be rooted properly in the ground. Then they get everything they need. They get their water, right? The sunlight comes from above, but they pull the water from the earth, and the water and the food, the nutrients go into the leaves, and then the leaves represent the fullness of the tree extending out to do the work of the Lord. But these trees are resting. And listen, you're supposed to be a tree. Come on, this is the New Year for trees. You might be saying, Candace, what? I don't want to be a tree. But listen, trees rest, right? And in John chapter 15, Jesus talks about the fact that his Father's the vine dresser, but he's the vine and we are the many branches that come off the tree. So what does that mean? If you're a branch off of the tree, you're simply supposed to rest in the tree and let all of the nutrients come to you. Now, I've shared with you just recently in some prior videos about how we're supposed to learn to receive. Remember, and I told you to put your hands out like this. Just be a receiver. And as you receive, then God will lead you to where you're supposed to go. Stop worrying about, where do I go? What do I do? You know, being involved in this, I got to get. And instead, learn to rest like the tree that receives its nutrients from the ground. Or we're to be branches that receive our nutrients from the root of the tree, okay? And Jesus is the root. We're just called to be the branches from the tree. And if the root is holy, the branches are holy, right? And so it's time for you to begin to pull off of what Jesus has already done. So you don't have to recreate the wheel. And when we talk about this month of Shavuot and striking the ground, accelerating, moving forward, as the pace goes faster, you should be resting more. God has spoken this to me a lot recently because my husband and I are doing a tremendous amount of traveling along with ministry. At the same time, we're having to travel through multiple time zones. Once we leave South Africa, I'm not even home before I go to Colorado, and then I go straight to home for like a day or two, and then I go straight to Australia, New Zealand, and Hawaii. And so I have to learn how to rest. There's no way you can go through all those time zones and be carrying the power and presence of the Lord if you're not abiding in Him. So when I say rest, it doesn't mean get sleep. It means position myself spiritually that I might remain in Him, that He might do the work through me. And so that's a mind shift. It means you stop trying to get, you stop toiling, and you start tilling the ground. Toiling is part of the curse of the fall of man, but tilling means all you are is putting one foot in front of the other. You're laying some seed. You're doing the things that the Lord is asking you to do, but you're not toiling in it. The curse causes us to toil. To toil means to get, to press, to push, that kind of thing. I'm telling you, you go so much farther, faster if you can learn to rest. You know, runners, And I mean, I'm not some great runner by any means, but throughout my life, I've had times where running was my primary exercise. And I know my son is a great runner. He runs all the time. My son-in-law and him are getting ready to do, I think it's like a 5K run or something. Their dad, my son, my husband, Adam, he used to be a great runner, and his father was a great runner, like state champion. And so when you learn to run a race, you have to learn to rest while you're running. So runners hit a zone where they're totally resting. And all that's happening is their body is moving, but spiritually, they are so connected to another realm. And it's a realm that their mind, their will, and their emotions are deeply connected and centered on self, on God. Okay, so centering yourself on relationship with God while you're keeping the pace. So we have to learn to keep the pace of grace. And if we're talking about striking the ground here in the month of Shavuot, some things have got to be changed in your life. And to keep the pace of grace, you have to have a high level of faith. Okay, faith is the currency of the kingdom of heaven. Faith is the fuel for those that run the race with diligence. You know, when you think about a race, oh my gosh, that's so hard, that's so difficult, you know, people train for their races, right? And so you've got to train yourself to be a receiver so that you can give out. And Jesus made a way for us to be receivers. Adam and Eve were receivers in the garden until they ate the forbidden fruit. Then they became getters. To try and get something means you have to manipulate it. You have to control it. You have to push it. You have to press it. You have to dig hard into it. And listen, I'm not talking about hard work here. That's something totally different, okay? Like working hard while you're resting is tilling. It's tilling the ground. It's not toiling the ground. There's a difference between the two of them. And so God wants you to learn how to be a receiver. So we receive from the ascension realms. Remember, ascension realms equal Garden of Eden, same kind of mindset. In the heavenly realms or the ascension realms, things are going on. Do you know they're not sitting around in heaven rocking in old chairs? They are doing the work of the kingdom, but in a place of rest. They no longer have to fight with sin in their souls. They no longer have to deal with the pressure of the curse of the fall of man. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? The good news is Jesus took care of that and redeemed all things that we who live today in the earth don't need to be toiling. And so I'm speaking to you here in this month of Shavuot, in this new year of trees. There's four new years on the Hebrew calendar. The first one is the religious calendar, which happens at Nisan, right around Passover. Then the second one, big one, is the head of the year, which happens at Tishri, okay, or October. Then we have the new year here for trees, Shavuot 15. That's one of them as well. Now, it's not a big new year, but they call it the new year for trees. It really just means a new thing is happening in this season. And so it is a time where deposits are being made. Then there's another new year, and it's actually a new year for animals. It's the tithing of animals, a bringing of animals, that you're tending to the Lord. So these are considered to be four New Years, that we focus specifically on two. You can learn about that in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. And so this is a time you've come through purification and pruning, where now we have to remain in Him and learn to accelerate. So God's getting ready to accelerate things, folks. And your pace is going to determine the grace that you're walking in. You want to run fast, but you don't want to tire. Then learn to rest while you're doing that. And how do we rest? We rest in faith. God is good and He loves us, and He's making all provision for us. And this means He's making your way before your feet even hit the ground and start moving. Come on, do I need to say that again? God is making a way for you before you even put one foot in front of the other. Do you know the work is already done before you even started it? Now that's remarkable. I need you to think about that. You know, I talk about how, you know, years ago, God gave me that revelation. He was sending me to a lot of places and He was trying to teach me how to rest. And He said, Candace, the work is done before you get there. Well, it totally changed my mindset. I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. He says, it's written already in the scrolls of destiny. All you have to do is put one foot in front of the other. I've given you everything you need. It's all set out for you. Put one foot in front of the other. Enjoy me. Enjoy my presence. Enjoy the garden, which is just like the heavenly realms, okay? And why is it like the heavenly realms? Because there's no toiling in heaven, okay? It doesn't mean that things aren't being done. It just means that the curse is no longer there. Jesus took the curse. So technically on earth, we're not supposed to be dealing with this either. Mm-hmm. You say, but Candace, you know, we're human and we live in a fallen world. All that's truth, but the fallen world needs you to prove that all things have been redeemed. I think I need to say that again. The fallen world needs you to prove that things have already been redeemed. You're the carrier of redemption in the earth. You're a carrier of what Jesus has already done. So if you're a carrier of that, you need to be reflecting in the earth something different than what the earth is bringing forth. So be a new tree. Be a tree that's deeply rooted and grounded in the root system of the Word of God and of His presence. And stop worrying. There's just a word for you. Stop worrying. God has taken care of every single one of your worries, and your ounce of worry is not going to produce anything. All it's going to do is drain you. And that's what the fall of man is all about, and the curse of the fall of man. This is why Satan wanted us, the chosen children, to eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because once we had the knowledge of evil, we would then be entranced into believing that God was not good and that He didn't really love us. And then God went to all the extremes of sending His precious Son, Jesus Christ, who was without sin, to shed His blood on the cross, to be buried and resurrected, to break that power of sin, power of death, the death realms, power of the grave, that we might now be saved, healed, and redeemed, and properly positioned in a realm of being able to access peace and joy and rest all the time. So see, if you're not resting, and if you're not in joy, and if you're not in peace, say, I'm taking a time out right now. Like, I'm just going to put myself in my room for a little bit. I'm going to go for a walk and be quiet. I'm going to listen and receive. Come on, put your hands out again. I'm going to receive. Like the tree receives the nutrients from the ground, I'm going to be a branch that's connected to the root. The root is holy, the branches are holy. Then I'm going to reconnect myself with holiness. If God is calling me to rest, yet He's calling me to walk while I'm resting, then God teach me what that means for me. So listen, let me just walk you through a prayer because God wants to teach you. And the month of Shavuot is a revelation of how we are the new planting of the Lord, the oaks of righteousness. How does one become righteous? Only our faith makes us righteous. So you see, faith is a key to rest. Hebrews chapter 4, how did they enter the rest of God? It was only by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the fact that God is good and that he loves us. Evidence of that is that Jesus, his precious son, was sent to redeem us back to relationship with our good father, our good father who loves us and wants to provide, protect, and gives us the identity and acceptance that we need so we can walk and strike the ground to take what God is giving us, the land that he is offering us, and to work it, not toiling, but tilling. See, we got to get our head on straight. Just because you feel it and experience it in the natural realms or the earthly realms doesn't mean that it's right. All right. So we're born into this death realm, but we don't need to let death rule us. So identify what is death in your life. Well, fear, worry, shame, guilt, these kinds of things are not of God. So we ask for forgiveness that we experience those things and we put then on our right glasses and we say, Lord, Jesus has taken care of this for me. Fear went on the cross with him. Guilt went on the cross with him. Shame went on the cross with him. Anxiety went on the cross with him. Depression went on the cross with him. Brokenness went on the cross with him so that I might be made whole. So I'm going to speak to my wholeness now in the mighty name of Jesus. So just lift your hands with me right now. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that we are precious trees, the planting of the Lord, the oaks of righteousness along the river of life where the tree of life exists. Let us eat from the tree of life. Let us rest like these beautiful trees here in South Africa. Let us be ones that rest in you and what you've done so that we might magnify your name in the earth. And Lord, where we are not doing this very thing, we ask for your forgiveness and we ask that you would teach our minds, reverse our minds, redeem our minds, sanctify our minds, that we might get on track with you and begin to see and experience who we are in you and what your call is on our life to walk the earth in the pace of grace as though we're living in the Garden of Eden, just like the ascension realms. We praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, well, I hope you will reach out to me and join my Ascend class, Ascend 2025, February 24th, 10 a.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern. People all over the world join. Meet some new people from all over the world. Listen, it's a free Zoom class, and you get to talk with me. It's my Glory Road community. I get to know who you are. And maybe you are ready now to start to step out into the call of God on your life. You want to be a good people helper. You want to come alongside others. You want to help them out with strategies so that they can escape the toiling in their life and begin to learn to live a life of rest, joy, and peace. Well, then become a Dream Mentor student and join us at Dream Mentors. Take one of our classes with one of our coach trainers. Become a coach trainer yourself. So not only get healed yourself, but take your healing and use it to multiply the kingdom and be a good disciple and a good people helper. So one or the other. You may need help or you may just need to learn what's necessary to help others. Go to dreammentors.org and sign up for our classes. We have them starting all the time. Our soul transformation class, our biblical life coaching class, our mantle of God class. Listen, to our transformational life coaching class, there's a lot to learn and we've got the resources for that. So we want to invite you to that and get a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You watch my weekly word every week. Now get the book where you can read the prophetic revelations every day. Then you'll keep up with what God is doing every week of every month on the Hebrew calendar. These prophetic revelations were tested for more than 5 years. They were compiled and put into a format where we could see what was written every week of every year, and the same revelations came forth. Why? Because on the Hebrew calendar, which comes from the Word of God, by the way, throughout the Word of God, you're going to come across Hebrew calendar words. Like, for instance, Shavat 24 is getting ready to come up. We'll talk about that next week. That's in Zechariah chapter 1. So when you get to learn the names, then you get to learn who God is that established the months of the year, and you can keep in alignment with Him and what He's doing. You know, the earth cries out for the sons and daughters of the King to arise, but how shall we arise if we don't even know what season it is? So let's get on board with the right times and seasons of the Lord. Grab a copy of my book today and get a prophetic revelation for every day. So it will change your life. I have people all over the world that write me and tell me that they read the prophetic revelation every day. They go through the scriptures in it, and they see God doing this very, very thing in their life. So listen, it's not something freaky. It's knowing how to prophesy correctly. It's knowing the heart of God in the right seasons that reveal to us who God is. It's a blessing from the Lord to know the Hebrew calendar. All right, well, listen, be blessed. You're blessed and highly favored. I'm going to stand up here, and I'm going to give you a really good view here in South Africa. So take a look. Take a look. And down there are giraffes, and goodness, we've seen giraffes while we've been here. We've seen wet impalas, African buffalo. I've been met by so many different animals this time that we've been here. We've got some pictures that we're going to show you guys too. And so this is amazing, amazing, amazing. So listen, you're blessed, you're highly favored. Share this video with a friend. Somebody needs to hear what the week means and how it's time to abide in the Lord. All right, love you guys. We'll see you next week.